Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. Well, in this program, we answer the questions that you have related to Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who's a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor, we have many issues when it comes to be parenting, and children also face a lot of issues. For example, when they are kids, especially I have a seven-year-old who, whenever he goes outside and then after half an hour, he'll come crying home. And when I'll ask what happened, and he'll say like, that person said this, this person said this, that boy said this, this girl said this. And he's not able to manage things, or I can say simply, not able to defend himself. So can you actually today help me as a mother to deal with my child, how I can help him defend himself when he is out in the society or playing in the playground with other kids?
Yes, that's something which we all face in early days of our lives. And we are also being bullied by people of an elder age, or even by peers who may be stronger as far as their in their maybe bodies. They are, you know, bullies. So we have situations where our children find themselves in an awkward place where they need to defend themselves. So the most important thing is we need to make them feel brave. They need to become brave people. And we need to make them understand what bravery and courage is.
All right.
As we know that courage and bravery is an attribute of our souls, of our inner spirit in our souls, where this equilibrium is developed in the feelings which we have. One of the most important feelings which we have is the instinctive feeling of anger that is there.
Yeah.
Being brave and courage is controlling that anger.
Okay.
It's not being, being offensive. It's not being, courage is not being something who is able to, you know, hit back.
Yeah.
And it's not being something, it's not that you need to be rude to someone.
Right. So when we are actually teaching a child how to defend himself, the first point that you're trying to clear over here is that if someone outside was rude with him, my child should not be rude. His behavior should not be like, he should be defending himself when courage comes in. But his courage does not mean that he also uses that violent behavior, or he also is rude or like starts hitting someone.
Exactly. It should be mostly because of self-defense. If there is any physical contact also, it should be because of self-defense, not of hurting the other person. So number one, bravery and courage. When we see in the life of Mawla Ali alayhi salam, when he is on the day of the battle of Khandaq,
all right,
when the enemy when the foe comes and challenges all the Muslims to come and fight with him. And they have created this big ditch around Medina, and the Amr ibn Abdiwad, even with his horse, flies over to their side and challenges them and confronts them. Now Mawla Ali comes and answers his call to fight, his invitation to fight.
All right.
And there we see that he is quite a strong enemy, a strong foe. But eventually, Mawla Ali is able to push him down to the floor. And he's now fallen to the ground, and he can't defend himself, and he carries out a very offensive thing.
Yeah, that's a very interesting story, and yes, we would want to listen that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Naqvi. And Professor is teaching us, actually, when our children face some unusual behavior outside their home, how should they be defending themselves? Professor, you were telling us a very beautiful story about Imam Ali al-Islam, that once he gets attacked by the enemy, and now Imam Ali al-Islam gets dominant over him. Now what happens?
So there's an unfortunate thing happening. He spits in the face of Mawla Ali, and it's just about when Mawla Ali is going to, you know, kill him and chop off his head maybe. But then Mawla Ali stands up and does not kill him at that instant. So it does not seem to be a reaction, an angry reaction to the misdeed of that person.
Yeah.
He stands up, takes a brief walk and a breath, and then comes back, and then he kills him. What do we learn from this? And what did Mawla Ali say after that? He said, I did not want to
make this war personal.
Yes, yes, exactly. And I don't believe that Mawla Ali, with his so great deal of magnanimity that he had, he would even feel, angry. He had full control of his anger. It was just to show people as a lesson that don't do anything which may even seem to be of a personal behavior, of a personal thing, or nature. It is for the sake of Allah, it is for the sake of Islam. So number one, everything which our children do, they should realize is for the sake of Allah, it is because of Allah. And Allah has commanded us to defend ourselves. He has commanded us to defend our dignity. He has asked us to defend and protect our bodies, of our personal belongings, and ourselves.
Yeah.
He doesn't want anyone to be offensive to us, to harm us, to injure us, to rob us of our personal wealth and belonging. It is the duty, it is the command of Allah to defend ourselves.
Yeah.
So we should be, if there's a conflict, and if we have been bullied, and if someone is, you know, trying to harm us, so we need to realize that we need to keep our temper, control our temper. We shouldn't let it become a personal thing. It should be for the sake of Allah. It should be because Allah has commanded us to defend ourselves.
All right.
And then we need to control our temper. The greatest valor and courage is controlling temper.
All right.
And that is what we find in the lifestyle of the Prophet and the Imams.
Imams, right. So you're telling the way we can actually teach our children to be not to be rude when it comes to dealing with others who offend them. We got to be learning from the lives of Prophet, peace be upon him, and Imams. Well, Professor will discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Be like a friendly physician who applies medicine where it is useful."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we are with Professor Salman Akhavi discussing something very important, that when a child faces a situation in the society, in the playground, with his friends, where his friends are rude towards him, or sometimes they hit, sometimes they actually use rude language, how does your child behave? How you got to be actually working on your child to behave in that kind of society? So yes, Professor, do we have some more tips?
Yes, so we need to understand that when they want to defend themselves, they need to keep their temper. They should not be offensive. They should not be rude. They should not hit back just because of the fact they need to be hitting back. It shouldn't be a brick for a stone, maybe. It should be for the sake of personal defense, just to keep ourselves away from harm. So we need to, teach our children personal defense, self-defense, as from their early childhood.
Yeah.
We should send them to, even girls should go to classes.
For self-defense.
Of self-defense.
Yeah. But sometimes when kids are of a very tender age, like, for example, I remember sitting in a gathering where there were these 70-year-old boys who were going to the school, and then one of the boys had beaten the seniors at school with his water bottle. And then when he was asked at home why, and he replies that these senior boys were not letting me go into the playground or play everywhere. And then when parents can actually inquire about the entire situation, the situation is that the senior students are authorized to maintain discipline at the school, and they are not they have to be taking control, that they do not allow each and every student to be coming into the ground. But this newcomer child does not know that these are the seniors and they're teaching me rules. So this child does not have the capability to actually receive that orders from seniors. So what do we do with such children?
Yes, of course. Especially at home, when they've been taught to take care of some rules and regulations, then when they go into the school, sometimes the way the seniors treat the young ones who are coming in, they have a very unfortunate way of doing it.
Yeah.
They have a very wrong way of doing it. Sometimes it happens, especially in cadet schools, in army schools. The seniors who want to welcome the juniors, they do carry out things which are very, very repugnant. Sometimes it has led to the deaths of new cadets also, unfortunately. It has happened over the the past. But but they should be, number one, self-defense. Number two, a child from the beginning should be able to
accept the rules.
Number three, should be able to work in teams and groups.
Okay.
That is important. We need to teach our children to become good team workers.
All right.
So, and we need to make our children say no.
Say no.
Confidently.
Well, that needs more discussion, and we will discuss that with you in another episode. So what is important over here is that we got to be teaching our children rudeness is not to be answered with rudeness always, and work in teams, work in groups, and accept rules, accept laws, accept discipline, and that they will accept only when we as parents will have some rules and discipline at home. Thank you so much, Professor. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.